It's time to talk to a rock star. Good morning, Tony Fox here on Easy 102.9, 80s, 90s, and more. I've got Stephen Jenkins, the lead singer of Third Eye Blind, on the phone. They are going on tour in about a month. They're going to be playing here July 26th at ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena, but the tour kicks off in like a month, June 8th. Stephen, are you ready?
I have to finish the new music before I go on tour, so it's actually a mad rush.
Wow. So you're going to be debuting some stuff that isn't even done yet?
Exactly.
That's got to be pretty cool for Third Eye Blind fans that they're going to be the first ones to hear some of your stuff when you go on this tour.
I hope so. It's a lot of pressure on me because the music's all tracked. It's just up to me to finish the lyrics. It's always this way. I'm telling you, Tony, every single time I go on tour, I'm in this position of everybody going like, where is it? Why have it to, where's that last verse? It's always the last verse.
Really? What is it about the last verse? There's just a lot of pressure to like finish it strong, or what is it about the last verse?
I don't know. I think it's, you've got to get into the sort of the deepest aspect of what the offering of the song is. If I knew the answer to it, I wouldn't get so stuck in them, but...
Maybe it's like a movie. You have to get the ending of the really good movie right.
Exactly. If you're not going to, like, fully let it, like, evolve and grow, then it's just not going to work.
So can you believe it's been 25 years you're celebrating the 25th anniversary of Jumper? Do you just look at that and are you like, how did we get here? How did it become 25 years?
No, I don't really have that sense of time. It doesn't work on me in the same way. I don't know why.
Really?
No. The linear aspect of it isn't something I seem to get worked up on. I should, I suppose, but I don't.
So in celebration of the 25th anniversary of the Jumper record, there are three limited edition collector's items records being put out. There's a gold record, pure gold record, and a silver record. So was this your idea, the band's idea, to put these collector's items records out?
I really didn't have anything to do with them. And the only thing that I had to do with them was I was asked to do the unboxing of them on backstage at the CBS morning show. And it was one of the clumsiest, worst unboxings I think I've ever seen. And I was the person doing it. And of course, we kept it. And turns out they actually really are kind of extraordinary. They're gold plated and you can play them. You can put them on a platter, drop a needle and play it. So I'm told. For collectors, I think it's a really cool piece.
I know. They do look cool. I would be afraid to play them because I would be afraid of scratching them.
I don't know how much they scratch, but you can't go through life like that, Tony.
True. True. And I don't,
you know?
But I feel like with that, I would.
I do. I've always done that. I've always been like, save it, you know, don't use it. I was given this bottle of champagne. It was a magnum of champagne in like 2004.
Yeah.
And in 2016, it was still in the fridge and I still hadn't opened it. And it was my birthday. And a friend of mine said, what would you do if I just took this magnum of champagne and threw it out in the street? And I said, I'd be so relieved. So what I did was I just gave it away as a birthday present and was much better for me to do. So I know exactly the feeling of like, don't use it or it will be diminished. I think that's kind of like a fear of mortality.
Very interesting. I can't believe you didn't drink the champagne. Now that I would have drank for sure. The record, maybe I wouldn't play. The champagne I would drink for sure.
You know what, Tony? We both just have to make a pact that we've just got to embrace life. Got to go ahead. Play the gold record, drink the champagne, have at it.
There you go. There you go. You drink the champagne, and I'll play the gold record, and all will be well. We'll be fearless. We will be fearless.
That's the spirit.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I only have a couple more minutes left with you. So, you know, what do you want to tell us about this tour, besides the fact that you still have music to finish? But what else? You're going on tour with Yellow Card, and you guys are going to be here in July.
One of my favorite parts of this tour is the acoustic section. So somewhere in the middle of the stage, we change everything up. We play different songs every night. We have a sort of a, we change the stage and we have a seated section and we bring out acoustic instruments and we do different interpretations of songs. The set list is completely open. So we'll take stuff from socials for suggestions for tracks, much more jammy. So I love that middle part because it's It's so much more interactive. That's the part I really like. A lot of joy. That's kind of the operative word for this tour. It's just joy.
Aw, that's awesome that you say that. Well, if you're going to have fun, I know that we're all going to have fun when we see you guys perform. So July 26th, you will be here in the arena. Yellow Card Summer Gods Tour, that's what it's called. And can't wait to see you. Go finish that music. Finish your interviews today and then go finish that music.
I'll do my very best, Tony. Thanks for having me, and I do look forward to getting there on the 26th.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Stephen. I appreciate it.
All right. Peace out.